the Public News Service Daily Newscast, May the 25th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Civic groups are taking action against what they call voter suppression tactics in the South. This week, Alabama Values, Solve, and the Groundwork Project joined forces with other organizations to discuss recent legislation, including Alabama House Bill 209.
The bill's provisions would forbid individuals from aiding in the distribution, ordering, requesting, collecting, obtaining, or delivering of an absentee ballot application or absentee ballot on behalf of someone else. During the briefing, Dylan Nettles with ACLU Alabama said the bill also criminalizes civic organizations and individuals wanting to assist others in exercising their right to vote by limiting who can help get the ballots or applications.
But that is a very narrow group of individuals. You essentially have to be someone who works as an election official or works in the absentee election manager's office. You have to be a next of kin of that individual or someone who lives with them.
If it passes, HB 209 would establish felony charges for people who break the law. Shantia Hudson reporting.
HB 209 is through the House and awaits action by the State Government Affairs Committee in Alabama. Now from the Associated Press, Dateline Miami, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis launched his 2024 presidential campaign Wednesday with firm words but a disastrous Twitter announcement that did little to counter criticism that the 44-year-old Republican may not be ready to take on the former president, Donald Trump. The AP reports while he tried to project confidence, DeSantis' unusual decision to announce his campaign in an online conversation with Twitter CEO Elon Musk ultimately backfired. The audio stream crashed repeatedly, making it virtually impossible for most users to hear the new presidential candidate in real time. Meantime, rent for New Mexicans has increased 70% since 2017, while wages have only grown by 15%. That's a factor pushing more people into homelessness.
The state's Legislative Finance Committee reviewed a report this week that shows nearly half of all renters are cost-burdened and pay more than a third of their income on housing. Kathleen Gigi is program evaluator for the committee and says new data shows the state's emergency shelter capacity has more than doubled in the past 7 years, while the supply of affordable rental units has declined by 50% since 2020.
Homelessness increased by about 48% last year over the year before. In addition, rising housing prices and lack of supply of housing units has increased the number of low-income New Mexicans who cannot afford their rent.
I'm Roz Brown.
This is Public News Service. Illinois makes history as the first state to collect Middle Eastern and North African representation data on all state forms and surveys. With the passage of Bill 3768, Illinois will count Arab Americans and other minorities from the Middle East and North Africa.
State Representative Abdel Nasser Rashid says the data collected is far more than just symbolic.
You are valued and will no longer be invisible in the data. When the census was being done in 2020, Arab American organizations were encouraging people to write under the other section to say Middle Eastern or Arab or Palestinian or whatever your background was. We have been defaulted to white, so we've been completely invisible in the data.
The 2020 census was supposed to have the MENA checkbox on it, but it was removed by President Donald Trump at the federal level prior to data collection. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Governor J.B. Pritzker tweeted this week that history had been made. He looks forward to signing the bill into law to ensure a more equitable Illinois. College is the opportunity to gain some independence, learn time management, and make new friends, but high school grads with autism spectrum disorder often choose not to enroll because of the academic and social demands of college life.
One university in Indiana is working to help them get their degrees. Marion University's Spectrum of Nights program offers individualized support for these students who can choose to study for any major and pursue internships the university offers. Coordinator Hannah Melton says class instruction is one-on-one and was created to meet specific needs.
Social engagement, academic support, and life and professional skills development. As we know, these are often the areas that students on the spectrum may have some challenges during their college studies.
Melton says autistic students can thrive with additional support to navigate the college environment. I'm Terry D. reporting.
Finally, our Eric Tegetoff lets us know Washingtonians will soon find it even easier to register to vote.
Passed this session, Senate Bill 5112 automatically makes people applying for enhanced driver's licenses eligible to vote. Alex Alston with Washington Voting Justice Coalition says a number of communities in the state will benefit from this legislation.
We know that Black and brown communities and folks with socioeconomic barriers are often those who are left out of the system. And so moving towards a more automatic voter registration system is something that the state's been working towards.
While Washington has made it easy to vote in many respects, including with all-mail elections, lawmakers say nearly 1 million eligible Washingtonians are not registered. After registering them, the state will send a notice in the mail giving people the chance to opt out.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's an interesting radio station's your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.